Do you have any creeks or streams? I don't know whether it'd be creeks or streams, but bodies of water like that that only flow during part of the year because the rest of the time they're dry?
Yes, some of the little streams go dry in the summertime.
Do they have a special name for those? Would they call those like wet weather streams or
I don't believe they have any name for them. It just say, well, it's been a dry summer and this creek's gone dry for the first time. Or
okay. But this is a fairly wet area, isn't it? I mean, it's not a dry area, is it?
No.
You'll get a good bit of water,
I think
moisture.
just probably moderate.
Not like some areas of Colorado are just so dry.
Oh, out in eastern Colorado, it's just terrible.
Yeah.
Are you doing an interview out there?
I've done
too?
One out in Julesburg and down near Lamar and at Lyman. Yeah, it's y'all've got it lucky in terms of water. You really do. What is a park?
Well, we call this North Park, and we call it that because it's surrounded by mountains. So
okay.
I think a park is a flat area that's surrounded by mountains or hills or something.
Okay. And what's a meadow?
A meadow here is a place along the river where they raise hay and where they can get water to irrigate it.
Okay. Just a couple of other kind of Colorado terms I wanted to ask you about. What would a basin be?
I don't really know.
Okay. I was wondering, do you have any land here that is always kind of marshy, that's underwater, or part of it's underwater?
Swamp.
Kind of a swamp?
Yeah.
We have some.
Okay. Is that how you would describe it? Is it land that's kind of...
Yes, it's always wet. It's swampy, or we call it a swamp.
That's usually near the riverbed, the rivers?
Yeah, it's usually somewhere close to a river.
Okay. And what would you call a flat-top hill?
Plateau.
A plateau? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever call it a mesa or a butte? Or are those something different?
I think
different?
Probably butte would be the word that's used here.
Okay. And you said that a park is surrounded by, what are the tall things that a park is surrounded by?
Mountains.
Okay, and the smaller ones are?
Hills.
Okay. Now, if you're way up in the mountains and you're up on a ledge, you have to be careful. You might fall off of a...
peak. I'd fall off the peak.
Okay. Or how about another place you might fall off of?
Rim.
Okay.
Cliff.
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 Okay. And more than one would be a...
cliffs.
Okay. Earlier we were talking about irrigation ditches, and I was wondering if they ever, in this area when they're irrigating, does that ever flow into a container or a holding area?
They have reservoirs.
Okay, that's what I was wondering about, yeah. Would ever you have another name for a reservoir? I was wondering if they ever use the word P-O-N-D.
Pond? Not too much here, I don't think.
Okay.
They have made dams that catch the rainwater, make small ponds for drinking water for the cattle on the range, but that's the only thing.
Okay. But they'd mostly call them a reservoir. That's what they'd call them.
Some of it goes back into the river. They irrigate the meadows, and what goes off them goes back finally into the river.
That's the runoff.
Yeah.
The runoff. Yeah.
Okay. A ditch that is dug out along an upgraded road is called a...
just a ditch, I guess.
Okay. I was wondering if you'd ever heard of the word like... bar ditch or borrow pit.
Yeah, but that's where they're building roads. They borrow the dirt from here to put on a road.
Mm-hmm.
It originally was borrow pit, but now it's just a bar pit.
Bar pit. Which of those words, do you remember any of those? From?
Yeah, bar pit. We hear that a lot.
Okay, great. Okay. Yeah, that's another word that don't hear much anymore. It's not a word that most folks know.